An Alternatives to Violence program with the City of Rochester is working through the pandemic to reach at-risk youths and communities affected by cycles of violence. WXXI's Noelle Evans has more.
After fights broke out around Rochester on Memorial Day, Raymond Maolas with Pathways to Peace says their program workers were on the ground the next day where one such fight took place between two girls. Maolas says he had seen a striking detail in a video of the incident shared on social media.
The boys were trying to stop the girls from fighting. So the following day, outreach happened, and we ended up going to Hudson and Ernst, and we went and congratulated the young boys who were trying to stop the fight.
It's protocol, he says. Pathways to Peace is a violence disruption program with the City of Rochester that's been around for 22 years.
We see emotions, we see the body mechanics, we see the movements. We have a sense of understanding of what is about to happen, and we try to de-escalate it before it hits.
Over the weekend, program workers were on duty at another part of town, Ontario Beach Park in Charlotte, where they've monitored holiday weekend activities for years. This time, though, they were in personal protective equipment and offering masks to visitors, which were often declined. But their shifts ended about an hour or so before multiple fights erupted. Maolas says they are reevaluating their shifts to better address and defuse potentially volatile situations. He says that overall, while executive orders have been to stay home, stay safe, and protect your circle, he still sees young people gathering on street corners and seeking what he calls the love on the streets.
The attention, the feeling of belonging from the streets. So it'd be the people in the streets that will show you more love and affection than what you get at home.
He says that could include gang members, drug dealers, and neighbors. For Maolas, he says that interrupting cycles of violence takes a grassroots strategy, and he advises anyone who sees violence brewing to call the Pathways to Peace hotline, which you can find in this story on our website at wxxinews.org. Noelle Evans, WXXI News.